Doing your RFM 103.7. A very important fundraiser is on the horizon, helping out both the Mark Hughes Brain Cancer Foundation and the great work that's done by surgeon Charlie Teo. And to talk to us a bit about the catch-up for Craig is from the organising committee, Michelle Crawford. Good morning, Michelle. This is a very important fundraiser coming up. Can you tell us what actually spawned the idea for catch-up for Craig?
Yeah, Mark, look, we're a group of friends that went to school in Raymond Terrace, at Raymond Terrace High School, and we often get together with our old friends. This has been sort of going on for about 30-odd years. Now, one of our dearest friends, Craig Engel, shortly after leaving high school, was diagnosed with brain cancer, and he was basically told by three neurosurgeons that the cancer, the type of brain cancer that he had, was inoperable. And eventually they got in contact with Charlie Teo, and Charlie Teo was the only one who was sort of prepared to take the risk with Craig in operating for him. Now, we've been lucky that Craig's been able to stay with us for a good 30-odd years following that diagnosis. And during those regular get-togethers, we often catch up with Craig and talk about how things are going, etc. But then, sadly, we lost him last year. And as a result, you know, our group decided, look, you know, we didn't want this passing to be, you know, something that would just basically be something that we mentioned every, you know, reunion year. We wanted it to be something that we could actually acknowledge through, you know, our role within supporting brain cancer, the family and his memory.
Look, very, very sad for you all, Michelle, that you were that you did lose Craig. Having said that, the bright spot is that through Charlie Teo getting involved, he was able to give him an extra 30 years, which is fantastic.
Look, absolutely. You know, it was obviously the original diagnosis was quite devastating, and the family had been told by three different neurosurgeons that his type of cancer was inoperable. So coming, you know, to work with Charlie Teo was a huge bonus for the family. Craig was able to, you know, work a good, happy, you know, a good life, and he was able to marry, he was able to have a daughter. All those things that, you know, you envisage for yourself as a young man, but you don't think is going to be cut short by something as awful as brain cancer. So, you know, the work with Charlie Teo was important, and Charlie had, he took a bit of a risk with Craig, and they tried to debulk the actual tumour that he had four times over 12 years. So there was a long, you know, a long process involved with Charlie Teo, and obviously a strong connection with him as well. So, you know, Craig was very close to Charlie and really wanted to acknowledge the work that he had done to give him, you know, a bit of quality of life and the opportunity, you know, to be a family man and you know, still have, enjoy, you know, a beer and some good times with his mates. So he was quite the larrikin, and we remember him for that, you know, for his curly hair and his larrikinism, and he, you know, very typical young Australian man.
The fundraiser coming up, can you tell us a little bit about that and how we can get involved and some of the things you're hoping to come out of the day, Michelle?
Look, the fundraiser is basically we're going to Newcastle Jockey Club on the 20th of May. We are combining with Cure Brain Cancer, which is Charlie Teo's foundation, and we're also combining with the Mark Hughes Foundation, so that all the money that we raise on the day will be split between the two foundations. We've actually got Mark coming along on the day and bringing along some of his beanies that he's going to be promoting for his actual beanie for brain cancer awareness program, which kicks off in July. So we're looking for people to come along. It's open not just to, originally it started off with just it being our high school reunion, but we want to open it up to the general public and you know, to a lot of other people. And, you know, given the recent publicity with Brett Camorley's wife passing away with brain cancer, and just the other day with Dutchie Holland being diagnosed as well, you know, it's out there in the community. So we need to be getting behind it and supporting it. It gets less than 5% of government cancer funding, which is a real shame, given that it's actually one of the biggest killers of children under the age of 40 in Australia. So the statistics are, you know, a little bit skewed there in terms of the support that it's receiving, yet the number of children or, you know, young people that it's claiming lives of.
Again, with those statistics, something we need to be paying a lot more attention to, Michelle. With a bit of luck and events such as yours coming up, that will heighten awareness and hopefully funding will be directed where it needs to. Good luck with the event and just the date again so we can get involved.
So date again is the 20th of May at Newcastle Racecourse. You can get in contact with us via our Facebook page, which is RTHS Reunion. We're also on the Cure for Brain Cancer webpage and the Mark Hughes Foundation. You can also get in contact with us down at the Spinning Wheel Hotel in Raymond Terrace and Raymond Terrace Bowling Club, which have been huge supporters of us, so we thank them for that. Tickets can be purchased from us down there every Friday night. We're running raffles, etc. Or again, like I said, on the Facebook page, and you can get in contact with any one of us and we're more than happy to help you out.
It will be the catch-up for Craig, more than a high school reunion, that's for sure. Michelle, thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate your support.
To NURFM 103.7.